Nolte, media's decade-long hate campaign nearly pays off with Trump assassination attempt. By John Nolte on July 13, 2024. The corporate media have spent the last decade singling out one man for an unprecedented hate campaign. And on a beautiful Saturday evening in Pennsylvania, that hate campaign almost paid off. For nearly 10 years, the media have lied about this man colluding with Russia to steal a presidential election. Lied about him being a unique threat to democracy. Lied about him being a rapist. Lied about him describing Nazis as very fine people. Lied about him being a racist. Lied about him trashing World War II troops. Lied about him launching an insurrection. Lied about him wanting to inject bleach into the sick. Lied about him putting kids in cages. Lied about him assaulting Secret Service agents. And lied about him being the second coming of Adolf Hitler. These assassination dog whistles, which is how I've described them for years. These not at all subtle calls from the corporate media for a patriotic American to take the new Hitler out, has finally borne the fruit of a near political assassination. When you lie about Donald Trump being the next George Wallace, an assassination is what you want. When you describe Donald Trump as unmoored and unhinged and un-American, an assassination is what you want. When you describe Donald Trump's supporters as Nazis, an assassination is what you want. When you tell your viewers that Donald Trump will execute his political opponents, an assassination is what you want. When you tell your viewers that Donald Trump is a dictator, an assassination is what you want. When a leftist thug attempts to tackle Donald Trump at a rally, and you turn this thug into a media folk hero, an assassination is what you want. When you defend and champion a play depicting Donald Trump's gruesome assassination, an assassination is what you want. When you publicly fantasize on the air about how Donald Trump's assassination could keep Barack Obama in office, an assassination is what you want. When you make jokes about Donald Trump's plane crashing, an assassination is what you want. Ask yourself, what else could the media possibly want other than an assassination? What is a patriotic American supposed to do other than assassinate a Hitler and an un-American dictator who embraces Nazis and will execute his political opponents? We can't have the next George Wallace or a full-blown Russian Manchurian candidate who puts kids in cages and rapes women in the Oval Office, of course, we can't. Don't you understand? Something must be done to stop this man. Since he announced his presidency, the corporate media cry of "stop this man at all costs" has been a clear, desperate, and, as he overtook Biden in the polls this year, increasingly shrill message backed by billions and billions of corporate dollars. Just today, the corporate media were calling for Trump's assassination by claiming that if he won, this could be our last election. No one in the media truly believes that. No one in the media believes anything listed above. It is all naked lying and naked fear-mongering, said for only one reason. To stop Trump at all costs, at any cost, including what we just saw happen. And what we saw happen was that the corporate media nearly got what it desperately wants above all else, a dead by assassination Donald Trump. Update: CBS News just shamed Trump for not using his Truth Social statement to call for a lowering of the political temperature. You cannot hate the media enough. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.